Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministries. My name is Apostle David Callender. I am your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are so glad to be here again. Another day the Lord has allowed us to see. Another day the Lord has allowed us to be a part of, a day that we have never seen before, and a day that we'll never see again. And we are just excited because the Lord is so gracious. He's so merciful. He's so loving. He's so kind, full of compassion. He gave us another day. There's so many people this morning that didn't have the opportunity to wake up this morning. They just didn't wake up. Hallelujah. For some reason or another, they're going on to the other side. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord. We praise the Lord for allowing us to be into to come into this day, into this wonderful day. The sun is shining so beautiful. The air smells so fresh and clean. We are excited and we are delighted. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and praise you, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Father, I just thank you and praise you right now. Almighty God, gracious Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for coming into this place this morning and touching us this morning, touching us by your Spirit, O God. God, we thank you, O God. We bless your name this morning, O God. We honor you this morning with everything that's in us. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to saturate the atmosphere, sterilize the atmosphere. God, every sorcerer, every warlock, every demon, God, my God, my God, my God, every witch, O God, that is set up, O God, to try to stop us, O God. Every trap, every snare that they have set or laid, O God, let them fall into their trap. Let them be captured by their snares, O God. Every arrow that they have shot out to penetrate us, God, let it return to them right now, God. We send them back to them right now, O God, and let them pierce them one by one or two by two. Lord, I pray that today, O God, that, Lord, you would fight our battle. Your word declared that it's not our battle, but your battle. You will fight it, O God. God, I declare this morning that, Lord, you would touch those that are sick in their bodies, those that are having problems in their spiritual mind, O God. I pray that today, Lord God, that, Lord, they recognize that, Jesus, you are on their case, O God. You are pleading their case right now, Father. I pray that, Father God, that even right now, Father God, that you would, God, fill us, each and every one of us on this line this morning with your glory. Fill us, O God, with the anointing, O God, that destroy the yoke, O God. God, what good it is us for teach and preach without the anointing, God. God, give us the anointing, Lord God, that destroy the yoke and remove the burden. Lord, we ask you to heal our esophagus, heal our backs, heal our knees, heal our elbows, heal our kidneys, O God. Heal our liver. Lord, somebody this morning is suffering so badly with diabetes, O God. Heal them right now. Heal them right now, Lord God. God, touch their pancreas this morning. You are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. Heal them this morning, O God. Lord, we pray for your anointing, O God. We pray for your presence this morning to saturate this atmosphere this morning, O God. Take control, O God. Take control of this service. Take control of my lips. Take control of my eyes, my ears, my tongue, O God. We ask this morning, even as we go into worship, O God, that you will receive this worship. Lord, allow us to pick the right sounds, O God. Allow us to pick the right sounds, O God, that would bring honor to your name, O God. Would cause your people to just want to be closer to you, O God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, we're going to go into worship right now.
are excellent in my life as it is. Oh Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Oh Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life as it is. Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me. Oh, Lord, you are excellent in my life. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Let me hear you sing it.
The owner of the master, the keeper.
Let me get you thinking. Thank you.
Yabra fire boy. Yabra young yepa. On yami ada romance. What do mama ya chedi bi? Ero ti mama ya moya kumbore. Na ya shendu yoda. Picha posu se.
On yami chawa. On yami
chawa. I think the first was the
sick. On Yana Joan, on Yana Joan.
Ukuma so sick.
On Yana Janade, on Yana Janade.
Drive up one so
sick. On Yana Joan, on Yana Joan.
A blanket so sick.
On Yana Janade, on Yana Janade.
And Lucy Moma and Boya from Modern.
Naya Shadioda.
And if you move my way, I'm going
to go to the next.
Oh! Yeah.
sin. A saint is only a sinner who fall down and got back up. We are going to have the deaconess coming in prayer. We did hear from the evangelist on yesterday, so we don't know if she's coming in this morning or not. So what we are going to do, we are going to bring you a word until she gets here. She always have a little something, but we didn't hear from her. So we're going to bring you a word, and our topic this morning after the deaconess prayer will be, what do you believe? That is our topic. What do you believe? And we're going to give you a lot of scriptures till she gets here. And we're going to elaborate by the Holy Spirit. So go ahead and pray for me this morning, deaconess.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for blessing us with another day. Lord God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We honor you this morning. We magnify your name. We lift your name on high. For you are so good and you are worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we bless the word this morning. Oh, Lord, we bless the speaker on this morning. Lord God, pour into them, Lord God. Lord, give them a word, Lord God, that we will be convicted, Lord God, on what do we believe. Who do we stand for? What is our fight for? Lord God, you are mighty, you are powerful, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you for this line, Lord God, for resurrection, power of church in Christ, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Apostle Calendar and Lady Nancy Calendar, Lord God. We thank you for all those that are online, Lord God, those that are listening online, those that are phoned in, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless you. We magnify your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for your son. We thank you for life, Heavenly Father. We thank you for air to breathe, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the provisions you are making in our lives, Lord God. And we welcome you into this line this morning, Lord God. We welcome you into our hearts, Lord God. We ask that you fill us, Lord God. Fill us, Lord God. Move in us, Lord God. Plant new seeds in us,
yes.
Lord God. Do something new, Heavenly Father. A radical change, Lord God, that this word will speak to our hearts and our souls, that we would not leave the line the same way when we came in, Heavenly Father, that our burdens will be lifted, our stress will be lifted, that we will be on one accord, that our minds will be regulated, that we will be focused on you, Lord God, that we will draw nearer to you, Lord God, that we will desire to have a closer walk with you, Lord God, that we will be kingdom builders, Lord God, that we will not be cast out by the cares of this world, Lord God, but we will stand firm in you, Lord God. We will not lean on our own understanding, but we will draw closer to you. Oh, God, fill us, Lord God. Move in us and through us, Lord God. Lord, saturate the atmosphere, Lord God. Lord, let it be conducive to your word, Lord God. Lord,
yes,
put our hearts and minds in receiving more, Lord God, that we can receive in this morning, Lord God, that we will internalize this morning. Lord God, that we will not look at others, but we will look at ourselves. Oh, God, that we will do self-examination, Lord God. Self-review,
yes,
Lord God. Lord, speak to our hearts, Lord God. Speak to our minds. Lord God, get us all together, Lord God. Lord, remove distractions, clutter, Lord God. Discomfort, Lord God. Lord, pending issues, Lord, clear the airways this morning, Lord God, that we can hear, Lord God, and hear clearly from you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless you, Lord God. We magnify you. We honor you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have been so good to us. Oh, Lord, and you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise because you are worthy, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and we will be ever so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise because it's not about us, Heavenly Father, but it's all about you. For you gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. And we bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Deaconess. Well, we have never ministered this before, this word that I have. I've never ministered. I had it written out in one of my notebooks, but I've never ministered it. And I saw it last night when I got home here from church after dropping those folk off, some people off. I came in here now. The Lord just said to me, just start searching for something to teach this morning. And I said, well, I checked my phone and I noticed that I didn't have a call from the evangelist nor a text message, so that's not like her. So I said, well, let me just look. And this thing caught my eye. So maybe something the Lord wants us to hear or wants the people out there to hear. And we were taught, we looked at this, and it said to me, what I had top on the top was we believe. But then the Lord says, no, make the topic, what do you believe? So I'm asking you all out there on today, what do you believe? So, Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, and we glorify your name, O God, even for the praise that went up, the worship music that went up. O God, I pray that you have received it as a sweet-smelling savior into your nostrils. I ask you, O God, today that you would touch me, O God, and Lord, allow the angel of heaven to leave heaven right now and bring the coals from the altar of God and rest upon my lips. Lord, purge me of all iniquity, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I stand between the people of unclean lips, O God. I ask you, O God, to purge me. Lord, that everything that I speak today, everything that I say, shall come from your word, or come from you by your spirit, O God. If I speak a word that did not come from you, that you didn't give me, Lord, cause my tongue to cleave to the roof of my mouth, and never allow me to speak another word, not one word, O God. Lord, my only objective is to bring glory to your name and to cause your people to be pulled or drawn into your presence. You said no one can come to you except you draw them. Lord, allow me to deliver this word by your spirit and allow your people to hear, O God. We rebuke the enemy right now that would try to hinder them from receiving, even those that would jump off the line for some reason or another. Lord, we ask you, O God, to fill them and let this word prick their hearts, O God, that they would have no other way to go but to you, Lord Jesus. We pray all this in your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, was talking about Ahaz. And if you start, I had verse 14, but if you look from verse 10 to 14, Ahaz begin to have a conversation with the Lord. And he said, moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, verse 10, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. He said to the Ahaz, look, ask in the depth below, which is the earth, or in the heaven. That's what he's saying. The height above is the heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Now he said, look, you don't have any care when you come to worrying the priests, the men of God. This is what he's saying. But will you also go on and worry God too? Worry God with your needs and your wants? This is what he's saying. And so he said, but will you worry my God also? Now he made it personal. We have to get to a place that we get a personal relationship with God. I love what Paul said to the Philippian church when they were going through. He says, my God, because he didn't went and pray for them and say, well, let me just pray for you according to my feelings or your feelings. He said, but let me pray for you according to my God. See, this is what we have to get to in a relationship with God when we are praying for people and when we are praying for circumstances. Believe that your God, my God, we have to make it personal, because we have such a strong belief in him that we know that he will answer our prayer. Jeremiah said it, that then he called upon him that he would answer him, because why? He had a relationship with God. So many people have a religion with God, but they don't have a relationship with God. And God wants to get us to that place where there is a relationship. A relationship. We were talking last night about and it went into the sons of Noah and the children of Noah, and Noah's daughter-in-laws and all the stuff in his wife. And we're talking about the lineage of Noah and Adam and Eve. So, but you realize that when you develop that relationship, God can draw you out and do things with you. But if you're going into this thing with having this religion, a religion mindset, guess what? God really can't use you. God wants to have that relationship with you where you can say, I do believe, I believe, I trust you. I would adhere to you. I would follow your instructions. This is when you have a relationship, because that would not have no place in your life. But Isaiah said here, he said, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Because you haven't asked for a sign, God will give you a sign. You remember when Solomon, he was praying, and God asked him, what can he do for him? And so much, I'm just paraphrasing. And he said, what can I do for you? And the Lord, Solomon said, well, look, just give me wisdom and understanding that I might judge your people rightfully. And the Lord said to Solomon, because you haven't asked for riches and all this stuff in the world, he said, I will give you what you need plus some more. Hallelujah. Because so many folk today will go before the Lord, because it says, the Bible says that God, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he add no sorrows with it, and God wants to bless you. They all they go to God for is bless me, bless me, bless me. Give me, give me, give me, give me. But they never say, well, Lord, give me some knowledge, give me some understanding, give me wisdom. Solomon said, and all that get wisdom, and all that getting get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. He said, and all that getting, get wisdom, get understanding. He said, but so what you are saying to God, you said, look, God, I want your mindset. I want to have your knowledge. Because when I have God's knowledge, what's going to happen? I'm going to operate in the blueprint that God has given me. God wants us to operate in that blueprint. If you don't operate in that blueprint, what happens is that you're outside of God's will. And we find this because, right, we don't know who we believe in. This is why the question this morning is, what do you believe in? I'm going to minister a little bit, and then after I minister a little bit, I'm going to have the evangelist come in, because one day I'm going to come back and give you this whole message. I'm not going to give you all of it today. I want to give you some because she just come on the line. I just want her to have an idea of what we're teaching on this morning. What do you believe in? Very important. This thing catching my eye last night, Deaconess, it's catching my eye because it's such a powerful subject, because even in the house of the Lord, folk in the house don't know what they believe in. What are you saying, Apostle? Because if we know what we truly believe in, we are trusted. I heard you talking. I heard your spirit. Now let me tell you why I say that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen. Why do I say that? Because, look, I trust my wife. I trust my husband. This is what everybody is saying. What my husband said, I would do. What my wife said, I'll do. But what God said, can't you trust him enough to do what he said? Can't you trust him enough that he said, I'm going to heal you? And say, okay, God, I still feel sick this morning. Look. I still feel the pain in my head. Excuse me. I still feel my temple pulsating with a headache. But God, you told me yesterday you're going to heal me. Oh, you still got to say, Lord, I believe that I'm being healed. Hallelujah. Right? Because, right, the relationship that I have with him tells me that I can trust him. The relationship that I have with him tells me that I can have patience. Because, right, he's not healing me. He's not delivering me on my time, but on his time. Hallelujah. So what do you believe in? I want to give you some stuff this morning. So in Isaiah chapter 14, he began to speak to Ahab. They're having a conversation. The man of God is having a conversation with God. So he says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Because you haven't asked for something, God will give it to you. Why? Because he said in the book of Matthew, he said that the grass neither turn nor spin, the lilies, he said the sparrows don't work. That I'm just paraphrasing because I'm not there right now, but it's just coming in my mind. And he said, don't I take care of these things? And he said, how much more are you to me? That's what God says. The grass don't spin. It's in the furnace, which is the sun, and the sun can destroy it. But God sent water to water the grass so the grass will not die. Look at the water lilies. They're out there. If they don't get water, there will be no other water lilies. They will be burned. But God sent water to fill that trench so the lilies can live. The sparrows don't know where they're going to get food from, but they fly from tree to tree. and make something go on the floor, on the ground, and there's something to eat because God prepared for them. How much more will he prepare for you? God said, I already know. Because you have not asked and bothered me and worried me about this and that. He said, look, I'm going to take care of you. And watch what he said. He said here, he said, therefore the Lord, verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 7, he said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, or God be with us. Listen, listen, listen. This is what we believe. We believe that God has already sent his son. He has already been here to redeem us, and we are redeemed. We are washed in his blood, the blood that was shed, from the cross at Calvary. Hallelujah. We believe that he rose again the third day. The grave could not hold him captive. Hallelujah. So this is what we believe. So when folk ask you, what do you believe? You believe that Jesus died. He came as a man in the flesh. He died on the cross for you, which is God. Came in the flesh as a man. He died on the cross. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. How do you know? Because he lives in me. And the Bible tells me so. I know because he lives in me and he continues changing me every day. How do you know? Because I'm not the same that I was yesterday. Today I'm excited, I'm delighted by God, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm excited with the power that's inside of me. Why? Because God told me so. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that he is doing something in you. Because if you don't know what you should know, the devil will tell you something to know. Hallelujah. He has put something in your mind. Hallelujah. We talked about Adam and Eve last night. And when God gives you an instruction, you have to hold on to that instruction. You cannot allow anyone or anything come into your mind to distract you. Go to Luke chapter 1. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures, and then I'm going to turn it over to the evangelist, Baxter. Let me give you a couple more scriptures, because I got a whole lot of stuff on this. We'll do this another day next week. Come back. Oh, this is so good. We need to get it all. I'm going to give you, go to Luke chapter 1. And we're talking, I am giving you a little bit of, I'm going to give you a little bit, put a little bit of wood, getting ready for the fight, because I know she always gets fire. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. 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 Luke chapter 1 and let's go to verse 26 to 33. Verse 26 to 33. We got a lot. We can work with that for a little bit. 26 to 33. Talking about who do you believe? Question, who do you believe? So many people today, they believe in Buddha. They say they're Christians, but they have a Buddha statue in their house. Some of them believe in Muhammad. Some of them believe in Confucius, huh? And some of them say they believe in Jesus, but they got all of this stuff going on in their house. Some of them still going to the witches. Some of them still going to the warlocks. Some going to the palm readers. Who do you believe in? Well, if you believe in Jesus, why are you reading horoscopes? Why are you reading horoscopes trying to get an understanding from the dark side? Don't you know when you read the horoscopes, that information you're getting is coming from Satan? Hallelujah. And folk calling themselves Christians and reading horoscopes. I didn't know any better, Keisha. I just got to tell you. I didn't know any better when many, many years ago when I was a youngster. And I would always couldn't do nothing in the day. Listen, let me show you how the devil captured our minds. I couldn't do anything in the day until I read the newspaper. I was back in the country. So you know it's about 40 years ago. I was back in the country. And I couldn't go out the house until I read the newspaper. I had to get a newspaper. And even when I got here in the 70s, I had to get a newspaper. At that time they had newspaper. Very little newspapers are wrong. Everything's on computer now. And I had to read my horoscope. I had to see what the horoscope was saying. And if the horoscope said, then go, don't you do this, don't do that. I would be obedient to the horoscope. Who was I obedient to? I was obedient to the dark side. What the dark side was saying to me, that wasn't God speaking to me. That was the dark side. And you have folk that are Christians saying they believe in Jesus Christ, but they can't do nothing till they read the horoscope. Well, I want to tell you something. What do you believe? What do you believe? Do you really believe in Christ Jesus? Well, leave those horoscopes. Stop going to the palm readers. Stop going to the crystal ball readers. Hallelujah. All that stuff comes from Satan, Diablo, Beelzebub. All of them come from the devil. Stop going to the places for somebody out there today. Somebody out there that call himself Christian and still dibbing and dabbing. Hallelujah. How can you praise God and still running to the coke man? How can you praise God and still going to the marijuana person? How can you still praise God and run to ABC liquor store? You can't do it. Because once your mind is muddled up with all this stuff, you cannot think straight. You can't think straight. And the devil would try us all the time and allow us to dump in that stuff, and then he can put all of that stuff, all this idiotic stuff in our mind that takes us out of focus with God. Listen to me. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26, we're talking about what do you believe. And the Bible says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused, or she was engaged, to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. He came out of the lineage. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, behold, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now listen, isn't this something that the Lord will use somebody that nobody hear about, know about, and I will favor them. Today I see that the Lord is favoring some of you all on this line today. That's a place for all of us to show that the Lord has favored us. He favored us enough to bring us out of that Mary Claire, my God, and put our feet on a solid rock. When the devil said that we were going to die, everybody said, my God, Keisha, you can jump right there. I'm telling you, you can jump right there. When the devil said we weren't going to make it because we were so small, but look at God, look at us today, that we are preaching, we are teaching, my God, we are glorifying God, because what the devil taught for bad, God turned around and used it for glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Mary, you are favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this would be. Now listen, she had never experienced this before. You can imagine this little girl probably was trembling in her boots. She probably was trembling. This person, this celestial angel, being showed up and begin to talk to her in a language that she never experienced before. I mean, he was talking in the heavenly language to her and talking to her in a way that is so sophisticated that she started to be amazed in her mind. What is he saying? I just don't understand. It's just like when you go into the world and you start to speak. That's why we have to make this thing so simple. When we get there and we're ministering to unsaved people, don't try to go to all these scriptures. Just tell them that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. But sometimes we want to give them all these questions. They don't know that stuff. They don't understand that salutation. So enough, they would get amazed. But anyway, the angel went on and began to talk to her, and he said, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. What a place to, oh my God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What a place to show hallelujah. Because then you realize in your little minute mind that you find favor with God, that God favor you. He loved you enough to send his son to die on the cross for you. My God, that you would have the right to the fountain of life. You can come and drink from God's fountain. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something. This message gets me excited. I see how I'm going to preach this next week. Look, where you can come to the fountain of God and just drink because you have found favor in the sight of God. Glory to God. That God has chosen you in the midst of all of what's been going on, in the midst of your lifestyle, in the midst of your past. That God said, I'm doing you out anywhere. You might not feel the way that you want to feel. My God, you might not have what you want to have, but you got exactly what you need because you got Jesus. And it's more than enough if you got Jesus. I'm telling you something. There's fire in this message, I'm telling you. But listen to me. I just want to give you a little bit more, and I'm going to turn this woman of God loose because she got a little bit of fire. Because I can see this, but I'm just going to go to verse 33. So listen to what it says. Oh, my God. It said, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Verse 31, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. My, right there you say his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. That's what we believe in. We believe in Jesus. It doesn't matter what nobody else say. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Son of the living God, the great I Am, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's what we believe. Hallelujah. I don't care what nobody else believe, but that's what I believe in. Hallelujah. And then he went on and he said, Oh, my. Verse 32. He says, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He's come through the lineage of David. If you look back in the book of Matthew, you'll see that he came through the lineage. You go back in the book of the Old Testament, you'll see that Jesus came through. When you follow those 42 generations, you'll see that he came through the lineage. And he said, but he's going to get that throne. Hallelujah, because he is mighty. He is mighty in battle. He is mighty in word. He is mighty in spirit. Listen. And verse 33, this is where I'm going to stop, and I'm going to let the woman of God come in. I say, I'm not going to give you any more scriptures, but I got a lot to give you, a lot of scriptures and a lot of elaboration by the Spirit. But we'll do this on next week. We'll start back from the top on next week, and we'll do this. This will be a message that I'm going to spend some time to work for you all next week. Verse 33, he says, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Listen to me. The kingdom of God has no end. It is from everlasting to everlasting. Listen to me, people of God. We are in the right place at the right time. This season, God is doing a mighty work in us, with us, and through us. Do not let what you see stop you from receiving what you can't see. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do not allow what you can see stop you from receiving what you can't see. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. You must believe that your healing is coming. You must believe that your deliverance is already here. You must believe in that your prosperity is coming, because God said so. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Get into the word of God. Get the word of God in you. Believe me, and it will happen to you. Trust God. Believe him. Trust him. Hope in him. Everlasting. And freedom is already at your door. It's standing at your doorstep. All your prosperity is already at your doorstep. All you need to do is receive it. Receive it. Receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to step over here. Evangelist Baxter, come on in. Come on in. I know you got something to say. Go on.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, all those that sound in my voice. God is good. This is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I'm excited of what God is doing. Father, you preach me happy. You're preaching, son.
Amen.
You're preaching. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
But I just want to say this. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I said, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I've been through trials, I've been through tribulations, I've been persecuted, but I still don't believe that he brought me this far to leave, to leave, to leave, to leave me. I don't believe he brought you this far to leave you. Pastor, I don't believe it. I don't believe
no.
He brought you this far to leave you or me. I don't believe he brought us this far. Hard trials and tribulations, persecution, I'll be faithful. I just don't believe that he brought us this far to leave, to leave, to leave, to leave you.
Hello.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, and God, I praise you. God, I thank you, oh God, for that song that was bringing to my spirit this morning. I don't believe you brought us this far to leave us, oh God, for you are a good God. You're a great God. You're Jehovah Jireh, God. You're El Shaddai, God. You're everything,
good.
God. You're Jehovah Nisqa, God. You're Jehovah Shalom, God, a God of our peace. You're a God of our salvation. You died and you paid it all to you, God. We owe you a praise. We owe you a praise. We owe you a thank you.
Yes,
if you don't
Lord.
Do nothing else, oh God, we owe you. We owe you. We owe you. We owe you.
Yes,
we owe
Lord.
You today
yes,
in the name of Jesus. God, have your word today. Speak a word to your people that they may be encouraged to run the race a little while longer. We've been may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And I don't believe that he brought us this far to leave us. So, God, if you do these things and give your name glory, I ask you, oh, God, that time may decrease, that you may increase. And speak a word, oh, God. Use your vessel, oh, God. I just want to be a mouthpiece. I just want to be an oracle for you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for victory. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to leave a little something with you. Apostle, don't start the fire up. It don't take much to get me cranked up. Because it is what it is. God is awesome. We got to stay focused on the things of God, that what he's doing, like Apostle said. We have to know that you know that you know that you know that you know, Evangelist Campbell. Sister Keisha,
right.
That you know that you know what God is doing.
Right.
For a few minutes, I want to ask everybody a question. Can God use you? Can God use you?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Evangelist? Can he use you at any cost? Because some of these folks, that anybody else use them, but the Spirit of Christ is not in them, so they won't be used.
Ooh,
they be used by the spirit of the adversary. Ah, Apostle served him. I served him. Have us on this line and served the devil. But guess what? We exchanged partners, and we got a new man, and his name is Jesus. I feel this thing here. Can God use you? Can God use anything out of Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan? Yes, he can. I came from Roxbury. I came from Dorchester. I came from Mattapan. I'm in Lynn. I've been down Georgia, and he's still using me. I don't know what type of God that these folks think that God don't know, but God sits high and he looks low.
Yes.
For a few minutes, I want to talk about justification for a few minutes. I'm talking about, can God use you? Repentance deals with a person's reaction to God. Faith deals with the attitude to God. Justification deals with the approach to God. Justification is to show to be just right or in accord with reason, to free from blame, declare guiltiness. Justification comes from the word Greek. It means to count someone righteous. It means to reckon, to credit, to account, to judge, to treat, to look upon as righteous. Justification clears a believer of guilt. Being justified through the redemption in Christ Jesus, means that the believer is cleared of his guilt. Christ pays the price by his own condemnation by giving his life as a substitute. Hebrews 9:22. I have a lot of scriptures. I'm like, Pastor, well, you all could write these down. But let me tell you something. Can God use anything yet? You ought to tell yourself, if the devil can use me, good God Almighty, the Lord thy God that died on the cross can use me. A lot of people are falling by the wayside, Apostle Calendar. You hear what I said?
Yes.
They're falling,
yes,
because they don't want to believe what God can do.
My
believe
Lord.
In his sin. I tell people every day, you're looking at a miracle. He took a partying chick like me and made her out of a preacher. That's a miracle. Can God use anything? Yes, he's using me. And I refuse. I beg to differ. I beg to differ on today that you can be used if you allow him. Let me tell you something. God will give you much as him if you want him. You got to study the word. The word of God said you got to study. You got to show yourself proof. You got to study this thing. You ain't going to get this overnight.
Amen.
Some of us think that because, oh, Lord, it's all woe me. No, forget that. That's the devil. I come to bust this program up today. Can God use anything?
Yes,
can God do anything? Yes, he can. He's a God that will, and he's a God that can. I'm a witness, and I don't tell everybody everywhere I go. God can use anything. If he can save me,
yes,
he can save you. It's up to you. You got to activate this thing. You got to get away from the guilt. You got to get away from negative people. Justification. I'm trying to slow it down. But I feel good.
Just let it flow. Let it flow. That's it.
But what I'm saying to you today, that we have a job to do out here. It ain't in the four walls. It's not in the four walls. We got to go out and tell these people the wages of sin is death. I don't care if you're on the bus. You got to tell them whether they accept Jesus or they reject him. Can God use you? Can you be on post today? Can you be ready to roll up your sleeves? Can you be ready to work for the master? If you don't suffer with him, you're not going to reign with him. God declares that the forgiven sinner is forever considered perfect in his sight, without any record of sin or sanction of guilt. Romans 3, the third chapter, the third verse, and the fourth verse. This loving act by Christ was once and for all. Romans 6:10. Justification is finalized because of the resurrection of Jesus our Lord. Jesus got up there, we're apostle. Can God use you?
Sin, yes, Jesus.
Sin separated mankind. Here we go. Sin separated mankind from God, resulting in spiritual. Ephesians 2 and 1 in the physical death in Romans 5, 19 and 21. The life of the risen Lord makes it possible. Justification. We are saved by his life. Romans 5 and 10. I'm talking about can God use you? There's no reason on this earth and the world to come that we can't work for God. We've got excuses after excuses, quasi calendar. We got an excuse why we can't go to Bible study. Come on here. You all may not like it. We got an excuse why we can't go to prayer meeting. We got an excuse, but when it comes to the mall, we ain't got no excuses. Sister Keisha, Vandis Campbell, we do anything we're big enough and bad enough to do. But you want to know why God ain't using you? Because you ain't spending no time with him. Can he use you today? You got to know when he says go, go. You got to know when he says stay, stay. We got to have a divine connection. Listen, the wages of sin is through death is still in my Bible. I read it, and I know what the Lord says. He wants to put us on display today. He wants us to forget about the isms, the schisms, the do's and the don'ts, the wills and the won'ts. You don't like me, you just don't like me. So what? God, listen, it's only to receive him.
You better say that.
Come on here.
You better say that.
His own to receive him.
That's
but
right.
I'm here to let you know you can be used by God if you allow him.
Yes,
don't
Lord.
Let the devil bring everything to your ear like a trash can. Listen, you got to dump all that. Because the folks in the house of God is the ones that, the ones in the house of God that we worship with every Sunday. You got to watch these people. Get a discernment. Get a discernment on the people that you fellowship with. Get a discernment around you because people ain't going to like it because you're anointed. Because you're anointed, Apostle David Callender. You're anointed, Sister Keisha. You're anointed, Evangelist Baxter. They ain't going to like you because they just don't like you. But guess what? Don't let them keep you out of heaven. It's time to be used by God. Come on here. Don't let the devil steal your seat because God is sitting high and he looks low. Listen, Paul says in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the problem? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have the peace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we can't let everything and everybody get underneath our skin. You can't work for God like that. You hear what I said, Apostle? You can't work for God when everybody wants to dump stuff on your shoulder. Later for that. You got to work for God. You got to work while it's day because night comes. No man can
my
work.
Boy.
I said when night comes, no man can work. So we got to walk this walk, and we got to trust this talk. It ain't just maybe going to church. I don't care how many of us been in the church 365 days a year. Can he use you? Have he used you in all those years you've been around? Have he used you?
Yes,
have you been
Lord.
To pray for
yes,
the sick?
Lord.
Have you laid hands on the sick? Have you seen any miracles through your ministry? What are you doing? Can he use you? Can he use you today? I'm here to let you know. A revival is not a revival if nobody's getting saved and delivered and sanctified and set free by the power of God. You can go to every conference and every holy convocation, but if God ain't moving, I said if the Lord ain't moving, it's vain worship. If the Lord ain't moving, and nothing's happening. When God shows up in the room, you can be delivered. Tumors fall out. Can he use you? My God. Cancer dries up when God uses you. Can he use you today? Can you get a prayer through today? I'm talking about can God use you? I'm talking about can you lay hands on yourself when Pastor Calendar's not around? Can he use you? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that abides down on the inside because some of us is going to the shape, form, and fashion. Some of us has a form of godliness. And denying the power thereof. We ain't doing nothing. All you're doing is wasting up God's breath. Can he use you today?
My Jesus.
Can he use you? Can he send you down to the prison house? Can he send you to the corner to get that prostitute? Satan, you may not like it, but I'm a preacher. Can he use you? 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 Can he use you Can he use you today? Can he use you to be an example in your community, to your neighbors? Some of us already know that we're saved and sanctified because we ain't letting our light shine. Uh-huh. Because you done slipped and dipped. Uh-huh. On Friday night, blah, 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 shy. You slipped and dipped on Saturday. And here you're going to try to pray for the sister when you ain't got nothing in you. Blah, 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 shy. You better stop letting the devil use you as a trash can. Blah, 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 shy. Can he use you today? Can he use you? Can he use you? Can he use you?
Mm.
I'm talking about a Holy Ghost that is on fire. You can't sit on fire, Apostle Cal. I don't always say it. You can't sit on fire. Listen. Man is justified by faith alone and not by works. The proceeding passage begins major teaching of the book of Galatians. A man was justified by faith alone and not by good works, nor by the law. Of course, a man should be as good and do as... Of course, a man should be good and do as good as he can and strive to live morally and justly. However, this is not the point of the scripture. The Bible proclaims that a person is not justified before God by doing good. Huh. Come on here, Holy Ghost. Hi, my God. The Bible proclaims that a person is not justified before God by doing good and keeping the law. You can't even do enough good nor keep enough laws to become perfect. Keeping the law. You cannot do enough good nor keep enough laws to become perfect and acceptable before God. God is perfect. And no matter how much good and how much law we keep, we do not become perfect or good enough for
Him.
We still come short and fail.
That's it.
And sin, age, and die. We still come short and fail, sin, age, and die. Romans 3:24-6. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them they believe. But there is no difference, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. Anybody trying to pick a flaw out of you, can God use you? Listen. God knows everything about us, Apostle Calendar, Sister Keisha.
Sure
the hairs on our head, the hairs on our head are numbered. Since people don't want to know it, newsflash, the hairs on your hair are numbered. God got your number. He knows where you live. He knows what you're doing. You can't hide nothing from God. You can hide from me, Apostle Calendar, Sister Keisha, Fandis Campbell, but guess what? You can't hide from him. Can he use you? My question is, can he use you with your flaws? Can he use you? Can he use you when your husband leaves you? Come on up in this house. Can he use you when all hell is breaking loose in your house? Can you stand up and be accountable in 2013? People are falling by the wayside. Preachers are falling by the wayside. Missionaries are falling by the wayside because they got no anointing. They got no power to stand. But them same ones that jump hoops on Sunday, there's them same ones that jump hoops on Monday, but they can't go through a trial. I can't go to church today. I can't pray for nobody. So why are you sitting there letting the devil use you as a trash can? Can he use you? You ought to get before your rusty knee. You know, the old mother said, get some neology in you. Get some splinters in your knees. Get some splinters in your knees. Get down there and call Jesus like you never called him before. Call him. You call your boyfriend. She said, call Jesus. I said, mother, go ahead. I said, call Jesus, because he's the only one going to come to your rescue. I don't care what society says. I don't care what the president say. I'm talking about, can God use you in this hour, in this day that we're living in? My God, proofs of justification by faith. The proof of a believer's experience is how to receive Christ with no work. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, 1-5. The proof of scriptural teachings of faith without works is works of law, Galatians 3:3-14. The proof of God's covenant promise, Galatians 3:15-18. The proof of law of powerless, P-O-W-L-E-S-S-N-E-S-S, Galatians 3:19-22. The proof of what faith does for us, because faith without works is dead, Galatians 3:24-29. The proof of Christ in his fullness of times in Galatians 4:1-7. In-depth study of the book of Galatians shows accounts of influential people in joining the body of Christ in the churches. The leaders of the churches took pride in their working abilities. You know, let me tell you something, Apostle Calendar. The Bible said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. We done broke every one of them commandments. You hear what I said? Because people don't want to believe that. People don't want to believe. God can't use you half-heartedly. Listen, this is not a Burger King God. It's not have it your way. It's have it God's way. You go to Burger King and then you go Burger King way. But when it comes to things of God, you better shape up or ship out. God is moving by his power. Can he use you? Can you get up and do what thus saith the Lord? Can you get up and preach without money? Can you get up when they try to sneak the preacher out the back door because you preach the sermon? Can you be used?
Jesus.
Because sometimes they got to duck. They don't like what you preach. No, I ain't giving her no money. Hey, keep your money. Because when you don't like what I preach, it ain't me. You ain't going to give me a dime. My rent's going to be paid. Because 1,000 cattle on the hill belongs to God. The silver's here, the gold is. You ain't got to give me nothing. You ain't got to invite me back, as a matter of fact, because I want God to use me. Listen, he used a donkey in the Bible. Come on here, Apostle. God
That's
used
right.
a people.
Hallelujah. That's right.
He's got a money. If you don't want to move, he'll move you out the way and use somebody else. He's going to bring the prostitutes in. He's going to bring the ones that got their pants hanging down. He's going to take them and clean them up because we're so beautiful and wonderful because we act like we arrived. We didn't come here saved. But you need to leave saved. You need to know who God really is in your life. You need to know when God said, listen, I need you to go down up to Stoughton, 1925 Island Avenue, and I need you to go up there and pray for that house because it's demon-possessed. You got that kind of power today. Can he use you? Can he use you today? Can he use you? That when you go to that person's house and lay hands, when they come up there and say, oh, I thank the Lord for you. I thank God for sending you by here because my house is demon-possessed. All he's doing is taking up a space on a bench pastoral calendar. I'm sick of it. I want to see some signs and wonders in the house of God. Can he use you? Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow those who believe. He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. In my name, you shall lay hands on the sick. And you can be able to say, come forth. Come out. Some of us can't heal a fly. You know what? The thing is about God, he gives you what you need to work with. But it's up to you to keep it. You can't get it if you're fornicating. You can't get it if you're adultery. You can't get it if you're sticking in hotels. You can't get it. He can't use you like that. It ain't worth the 3 minutes. It ain't worth the 3 minute field on Blueberry Hill. You hear what I said? Can he use you today? Can he get Can he use you today? Get God Almighty. Can he use you? I want God to use all of us. I want God to make a difference in this world because this world is a dark age. This world, listen, we're living in the last of the last of the last of the last of the last hour. They had a shooting over there at Mass General Hospital yesterday. Time is winding up, folks. Time is winding down. But God wants somebody today in this 2013 to rise and shine and give God some praise. Faith without works is dead. Listen, when we get up in the morning and we sit on our chair, who says that's going to hold us up? We walk by faith and not by sight. Who says when we leave out the house, we're coming back? Nothing's promised to you. While you're here, you better be working. While you're here, you better be preaching. While you're here, you better let God say, well done, good and faithful servant. While you're here, you better make a difference in your community. You shouldn't be scared to go out in your community when they got drugs on your corner. You ought to, can God use you? Can you be a full, effective witness for God? Can you stand up on the bus line? Can you stand up, my God, even on the train line? Can you stand up when you travel and people are looking like they're despondent. They lost their mind. Can you have a word to give somebody? Hallelujah. Now, I ain't going over there because he's schizo. He mabarosha. You ought to obey God. He mabarosha. People are so scared and timid because they got nothing apostle calendar. They got nothing on the
My
inside.
Lord.
Because if God didn't give you the spirit of fear, for love and power, good God Almighty, of a sound mind, we shouldn't be afraid of nothing.
That's right.
To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. You got to know for yourself today, can you use you? With all your shortcomings, you can still be you. Listen, you don't be willfully sinning. Some of us willfully sin. You know that ain't your husband, but you're over there laying up with him. Come on here. You may not like it. You're willfully sinning. The man that find a wife, he find a good thing. You can't be used like that because your anointing is going to leave you. ASAP, as they say. It's going to leave. Blah, 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 shop. You did all that praying down the course of the year. You lost it just for 3 minutes because you got a six-pack, as Apostle Calendar always say. Or you got a six-pack. You got a six-pack waiting for you. That six-pack ain't with you going straight to hell. Because he gonna lay up with you, and then he gonna lay up with somebody else, and then you sitting there looking stupid. Ha! Blah, 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 shot. But I want you to know today, can you be used? Put away all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. That's what happened with Adam. Adam and Eve was in the garden. Blah, 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 shot. He blamed them. See what I'm saying? Blah, 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 shot. God said, eat every tree. Well, what tree? What tree did he tell him not to? The same thing with us. God tell you don't go around there at 2 o'clock because you know 2 o'clock in the morning is not a prayer meeting. That's a booty call. Hello, I'm sorry, y'all, today. Nobody calls you at 2 a.m. for no prayer meeting, Apostle Calendar. They're calling you to get you distracted. God can't use you like that. You got to see the devil fire up. I can't stand the enemy. I'm sick of him. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Can he use you today at all costs? Can he use you? Blah, 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 shut. Can he use you when they shut your lights off? Come on here. Can they lose you when you get? Can he use you when you get evicted? Can he use you? Justification by faith. Blah, 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 shut. Listen, we haven't dotted every I and crossed every T, but God has given you the ability to put your three-piece suit on Sunday or the women. Dress up and act like you know. Act like you know you're God. Act like you know you could strut in the house of God. Act like you know that you went through hell all week, but when I get through the house, I'm going to have church. And you may not like me, and you may not want to sit by me, but that's good. You ain't gonna steal my joy, devil. See, but what it is, we don't be in his face like we ought to during the week. Only Sunday we wanna go to the altar and have a pastoral calendar. I'm just putting Pastor Calendar out there. I'm not throwing nothing against nobody. You have him. You got a long prayer line, and you come up to the prayer line, and you go back to your seat the same way, and he ain't going to use you. Listen,
Jesus.
It's time out for shape, form, and fashion. It's time out to be accounted. You walk by faith and not by sight. Listen, God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. What are you going to do with him? What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with the Lord? What are you going to do with them? He's precious, and when we sin, we crucify him all over. When we sin, he does not please. He can forgive you 70 times 7. Let me tell you something. He's a God of justice. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of wrath, okay? We can't take God for granted. Can God use you in this hour? Can he use you? Every day you got breath in your body, you should say, God, what shall I do to help us
Lord.
Go on the way? I don't want my living to be in vain, Apostle Calendar. I don't want my preaching to be in vain. I don't want to be saying that, well, she was a good old preacher. How many souls has she touched? Nothing. How many long has she been in the ministry? Oh, 50 years. Nobody got saved and delivered in the ministry? What is wrong? Something's wrong with that bitch, Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
You watch up all you in the gates. You got to know that you know that you know. Listen. I'm going to move on with this because there's more to it. I'm at the fish another time. But listen, justification is the expression of God's grace and experience of God's child. Forgiveness, we need to forgive folks. I don't care what they did for you. It's not how they treat us, it's how we treat them. Forgiveness,
yes,
Romans
Lord.
4, 6, and 7. Peace that follows on understanding. Romans 5 and 1. You can write these scriptures down. Happiness, Romans 5 and 2. Hope, 5 and 2. Love, Romans 5 and 5. Security, Romans 5 and 5. Deliverance, Romans 8:32 and 33. Reconciliation, Romans 5 and 10. Listen, justification takes a penalty of guilty sentence. Not only is the guilt cleared by faith, but also the penalty is placed on the sentence of guilt. Faith in Christ, as only the Savior transfers condemnation for sin to Christ, in turn perfection of Christ transferred to the believer. Romans 5 and 9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, let us know that, for he, God, hath made him, Christ, to be sin for us, who know no sin.
No sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just her phone dropped off. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless the Lord right now. We bless the Lord for this mighty word that is coming forth. We honor the Lord. Yes. He's a mighty God. He is doing what only he can do. God is doing what only he can do. Her phone is dropped out. I know she's trying to call back in right now. She's still got time. She can get back in. We just bless the Lord. See, the enemy is fighting so hard to stop the word. But I thank God that he can't stop the word. You know, he can't stop the word. Can God use you? What a powerful, powerful title. And we started out speaking about what do you believe? What do you believe? And here she come, can God use you? Hallelujah. See, you got to first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seeks him. First, once you believe that, he can use you. He can use you. God will be able to use you. So many people today, we find they are believing. Here she is. She's back here. Go on. She's back here. Come on. Come on. Come on. She's back here. Go on. Come on. Yes,
okay,
go on.
I was saying that you got to know in this hour that you can't let the devil tell you what you ain't going to be when it comes to Christ, with things of Christ. Because first of all, he didn't call you. God did. Second of all, you got to work in the kingdom.
You better say
Third
that
all,
again.
Okay. First of all, he didn't call you. Second of all, he didn't call you. First of all, you got to work in the kingdom. And third of all, you got to pack up your little glad rags and get up out of here. You got
to.
We got a destination. We're just passing through here. We're just passing through here. This is not my home. We're just passing through just for a season. But while you're here for a season, you need to work. Can God use you in the season?
Got to work.
Can he use you? Can he use you? Can he use you in the season? Can he use you out of season? Can he use you? Can he use you? That's a question. Can he use you? Don't let the devil take your praise. Don't let the devil steal your praise. Don't let the devil take what God has put in you. Don't let him abort. Don't let him abort your baby, because we're carrying babies. We're carrying spiritual anointings in our belly. But I want you to know today, God can use you at any cost if you allow him to. Sure, you might have slipped and fell. Get up. Brush yourself off. Don't wallow in your sin. Get up from there. God paid it. He paid it all. He told Lazarus to come forth. He told Apostle Calendar, David, come forth. He told Carol Baxter to come forth. He told Sister Keisha to come forth. He's calling people all over the land, but are we listening? We got to know the voice of God today. You can't be easily fooled. Because the devil comes. He comes. He's cunning. He's sneaky. And he don't have a red suit on. I want you to know that. He got Stacey Adams on. He got sunglasses on. And he got a Bentley outside. And he's trying to take you to hell, but you shouldn't be wanting to go. Let me tell you something, Pastor Towns. I'm going to turn it over to you. God has blocked every door from us not going to hell. Why are we breaking down the door to go to hell? The Bible, the Word of God says, what in hell do you want? There's one way in and no way to get out. You ought to make a conscious decision today. Make a conscious decision today that I'm going to stand come hell or what? I'm going to stand come hell or high water, sink or swim. My family may leave me. My wife may leave me. My family might call me everything but a child of God, but you go right ahead. At the end of the day, I'm still going to have Jesus, and I'm still going to love you, because God has a love for us that nobody can touch. God's anointing. God bless you, Pastor. I love you very much. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm going to go see Sean Kay today on my way out because, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow morning to go to Virginia, and I'll be back Tuesday. I am not playing with the enemy. I'm concerned about souls. And if we ain't touching,
right.
if we ain't listening, if we ain't preaching and not reaching, something's wrong. Go back again. Go back to your prayer closet and see what you're doing. Don't let the devil creep in your house. Don't let the devil creep in your family. Don't let the devil steal your family members. You hear what I said? Can he use you? Listen, every soul counts in the house of God. God bless you.
That's right.
Yes. We thank the Lord for that word, Father God. We just ask you, oh God, to replenish her right now, God. God, replenish her right now. Father God, we ask that you would fill her right now, God. God, all that she has poured out, Jesus, cause her vessel to overflow right now.
Right.
Let the oil of heaven be poured into her vessel right now, Jesus. Not this earthly oil, but the heavenly oil, oh God. God, we pray today that even as she go forth throughout this day, Lord, that you will send the angels to protect her. God, send them, oh God, that they will move every force that is coming against the light that's in her and begin to cut up and root up and pull down, God, and burn. Lord, let not the enemy have no advantage over her spirit, oh God, over her mind, over her soul, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to watch over your servant as she go forth, evangelizing the kingdom of darkness for you, for the kingdom of light, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would keep her family safe under your banner, oh God. Lord, as she go to visit Chantel, God, allow her to see the changes that only heaven could make, oh God. We pray that you would do all this and more, and we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the praises, all the honor. In Jesus' name, we thank God for the word today. Oh, we started to give you some hot, but then the woman of God came and really turned up the fire. Hallelujah. Came and turned up the fire. Hallelujah. I just thank God because, you know, I love God so much. I love God because the Bible says he is no respecter of person. You know what I'm saying? And I don't put myself up nowhere because I'm not up in any form or fashion. But I know the one that's up, he knows exactly what to do. Sometimes you might think you're preaching all that good. You might think you're teaching all that good, but God has a different plan. And when you're listening to God, you'll hear God. You'll hear God. You got to get out. You got to learn how to get out the way and let God be God. But sometimes we think that we saw this and we saw that, and we'll say, well, I got this, I got that. No, but it's got to be God. It's got to be God. When you get out the way and love God, God will be God. Because he's no respecter of person. See what? He'll let you go on and run your mouth, do all you want to do, and then he'll just sit back. But we have to learn how to get out the way. And we step out the way, and God came in and do exactly what he planned to do. Can God use you? Something to think about, you know. And that mean that, hallelujah, evangelist, that mean that all of us, not just me, not just you, but all of us, even those out there in computer land, as preachers and teachers and lay people of the kingdom of heaven, we all need to examine ourselves. That's what that title says to me. Let me examine myself. Let me take an inventory of my life and say, can God use me? Can God use me the way I am right now?
Amen.
That's what I got to examine myself. I got to ask myself these things. When I look at some preachers and I see these preachers, and she said it very clearly, so many preachers are falling. And all you have to do, because everything is on computer, everything is on internet. I don't care. If you got a Facebook page, everything is on internet. Twitter, hallelujah. People Google and they know everything that's going on in your life. But can God use you? Got to understand this. How are you living? Are you living a double standard? That's why I post on the internet. Because folk talk about me, but I let them talk. Because they can say what they want. But I know God. He has the final say, and he has the know. He knows everything about us. Listen. That's why I post. I am without reproach on the computer, in the church, and out of the church. I tell them that. So I tell them, take that to the bank. I went, yes, last night I picked up Sister Ponder and her husband and take them to church. If you don't do what God called you to do, God will get somebody else to do it. Understand it. Can God use you? You're looking at your car, you're looking at your motorcycle, and you think you got it all together. You're looking at your bus or whatever you got, and you think you got it together. Even that God will take from you. But I know when God told me in Washington, D.C., and we had a talk, God and I said, God, if you give me and you bless me with a ride that I don't have to jump on the train or jump on the bus, I'll take anybody to church. Lord, I'm not afraid of the gang. See, get in my car. Who's going to shoot? I'll take him to church because the Holy Spirit got an ego to protect me. That's what he said he would do. He said he would do that. I believe that. And if he said go to for somebody, Lord, I get there. I don't know. I leave Boston since early 70s and went to Washington, moved to Washington. So I don't know too much around here now anymore. So I put everything in my computer, unless it's close in my vicinity. And if I know their address, I am going to put it in my computer, and I'm going to find them, and I'm going to bring them to church. And anybody who wants to talk about can talk. But I'm doing what God says. Can God use you? Can God tell you go to the next county, to the next area, 15, 20, 30, 40 miles outside of your route to pick up somebody and bring to church? Or are you going to think that your vehicle is too good? Well, I drive a Cadillac Escalade. Praise God for that. That's God's car. And I thank God that God says, son, I'm going to keep it working fine. You do what I call you. And I go bring them. Can God use you? It's little simple things. This is a powerful message. I don't know if you all here. Sister Kiat told me to tell you, evangelist, she said to tell you this. She said, tell Evangelist Baxter she's preaching good. I'm telling you, she's in the office. She's listening to you on computer. And she said to tell you you're preaching good. But I know you preach because you preach with the fire of God. My God, and I don't care what nobody say, what nobody try to conjure up, where nobody can point the finger at you for real. They can say stuff because the devil will always talk about you. The Bible says he's accuser of the brethren. He's accuser of the brethren, and he accuses us day and night. They're always going to point the finger at you. They're always going to point the finger at me. They're going to point the finger at the next person because the devil used them right up in the church to attack your own brothers and own sisters. What's in the book of Job, people? The Bible says that when they come, the sons of God come to before God says it was present. He's always coming up in the church. They're walking around acting like they're so holy and so pious, but allowing Satan to use it. What did you say just now? Do you hear what the woman said? You're looking for Satan coming with hoofs and horns, but he's coming with Stacey Adams. He's coming with all these different fancy clothes. She's coming with all these fancy clothes. It's Satan operating up in the church with a Jezebel spirit. And listen to me. Pay attention. He's not coming with no hoof and horn. He's not coming like no goat. He's coming just like a man or a woman and messing with God's people. You better study your word of God and stop accusing your brothers and sisters. Study the word of God. Let's pray for one another. That's what the Bible says. We need to help each other. Help us. We're helping one to another. Let's pray and defeat the devil. If you want to win, if you want to be victorious, if you want to walk in the victory that was given to us or prepared for us at the cross at Calvary, let's start praying for one another. Hallelujah. I thank God I got a spiritual praying daughter. She prays for me every day. My God, a spiritual praying daughter that just intercedes for me. My God, just go before the throne of glory for me. My Lord, I'm sitting over here and she over there and praying for me. Praying for me because the devil's trying to take me out. Hallelujah. Trying to move me from where I'm at. Jealous. The spirit of jealousy comes from Jezebel. That's a Jezebel spirit. And that, you know, sometimes when you talk about a Jezebel spirit, people think you're talking about a woman. But Jezebel spirit rests upon women and it rests upon men. Can God use you? Are you going to still let the devil use you? You're walking around the church acting like you're so holy and so fierce and knowing that Satan using your spirit to condemn and criticize your own brothers and sisters. And that's what the woman of God talked about. Can God really use you? It's not about me. It's not about you. It don't matter how sweet you sing. It don't matter, my God, how well you preach. Can God really, really, really use you? Or are you going to just be a motivational speaker without any anointing? Hallelujah. Can God put his anointing in your vessel and cause you to pour fire out of your belly? Something to think about. Can he pour that anointing in you and cause fire to flow out of your belly? Fire. What does the fire do? The fire burns up everything that's not like God. That's what the fire does. When the word of God is coming, Jeremiah says, like fire shot up in my bone. It's like a hammer. Listen, it beats up, it burns up, it uproots, it pulls down, it tears down. My God, it messes up. The word of God will tear up everything that's not like him. It will burn up everything that's not like him. But can God use you? That's the question that the woman of God asked this morning. I started out preaching, what do you believe? Because I didn't get a word from her yesterday. And I said, well, the word still got to go forth. So I started preaching. I'm going to preach this message next week because it's a powerful message. And she coming with it, follow up with him. It was just an awesome follow up. Can God use you? Something that all of us need to think about, honest to God. All of us need to go ahead and think. You need to go ahead and press the examine button on your spirit. You need to go ahead and press that examine button on your, that inventory button on your spirit and check your life. Check how you carry on, how you talk about people, how you murmur all the time. Speak about it, think about it. I know church folk don't like to hear the truth because the truth will keep them jumping off the lane. Why? Because it's the truth. And when you see them jumping off, it's just because the truth is hitting them. Listen to me. Let me tell you this. But I examined myself. When she called that message, and you know I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. So I said, Lord, let me look him up. Let me check myself. Because look, if you don't want to check yourself, guess what happened? You'll wreck yourself because the enemy would wreck you. Listen, because you think you have a right. I have not a right. Even Paul said that. I'm checking myself while she's speaking. I said, Lord, can God really use me? Is he really using me? Am I really available? I'm asking myself all these questions. Am I doing this because I want to be heard? Am I doing this because I want to be seen? I'm asking myself all these questions. And allowing the Spirit to speak to me. Don't just ask yourself, because when you ask, God going to speak to you and the enemy going to speak to you. Hallelujah. I've come on this line with one person. Just myself alone and some person else, Divinus Campbell, and the Holy Spirit. And we did the whole program. Because this is not a show. This is a service. People call it a show, but this is not a show. This is a service. We had the prophets call us last night from Richmond. We have to call them as soon as we get over here to minister to them. So if we get off the line today, this is a ministry. Can God use you? Will you allow God to use you? Will you be available for God to use you today, from today on? Will you examine yourself? Will you press the examine button on your spirit and see the things that you're doing wrong, the things that you're saying wrong, and allow God to use you? Time for us to stop drinking, stop smoking, stop doping. Stop lying, stop conniving, stop backbiting, stop fornicating, stop committing adultery, and allow God to use us. Begin to live pure and holy for God. Can God really use you? Mm-hmm. The way you are. Are you still living in a tricky life? Are you still living a life that is contrary to the word of God and think that you're fooling people when God sees everything, hears everything, and knows everything? Something to think about. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be in heaven. Evangelist, I want to be in heaven. I'm telling you, I'm living to go to heaven. I don't care what the enemy says. I'm living to go to heaven. If nobody else don't want to go, I want to go to heaven. And I'm not, just like she said, I'm not going to let 30 seconds. She said 3 minutes, but sometimes it's quicker than 3 minutes. I'm going to make it just easy. I'm not going to let 30 seconds, the excitement of this world, a one-night stand, stop me from having a life of eternity. I'm not going to let a one-night stand can mess up my life in eternity. That's all it takes is one night. One night away from the power of my God, I feel the anointing. One night away from the presence of the Lord can put you in hell. One night in the presence of the Lord, just to sleep with this man or sleep with this woman, just one night away from the presence of the Lord can put you in hell. I'm not going to let it happen. I don't care if she got a hair like this and got a chest like this and a behind like that, a leg like that. I don't care what she has. You better go look at somebody sit back in the deltoids and the triceps and all that stuff and their legs and let them in their face and all that stuff and let it cause you to go to hell for this one night. Can God use you? Can God use you? Evangelist Campbell, you're on the line. I'm going to give you some work. Come on in and do the prayer of salvation. And I'm going to step back and open the lines of people to share right now. I hear the Lord said just do that, so I'm going to do that.
Good morning, Pastor Calendar. Thank the Lord for you all this morning. So,
good morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for you this morning. As the Apostle's message is going forth this morning. At this time, we offer you salvation through prayer. If there be anyone today that you don't know Jesus, your life it seems like it's out of order. God has already saved you, but the Lord said to just say life happened. I can't go into no more details than God gave me. He just told me to tell you life happened. But he's provided you with a way of escape. There is a way out for you today. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if you want to be saved today, you can. So right now, here in the name of Jesus, you just say these words with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I come to you now, Lord, just as I am. I do confess you, Lord Jesus, with my mouth. I do believe in my heart, God, that you raised your son, Jesus, from the dead.
Yes, thank you.
First is I am saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You are saved today. Jesus recommended that you be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We recommend that you study your Bible. The Bible consists of 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. We recommend that you study your Bible in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Gospel of Acts, which will give you a gospel accountability of who Jesus is. And we also recommend that you get into a Bible-based church, teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. His birth, his life, his conception, his burial, his resurrection, the purpose and the plan. There is a purpose for your life, and there is a plan. The Lord says, I know the plan that I have for you. God's plan for us is to be prosperous and to have good health.
Yes.
So we ask you, we tell you right now, if you don't have a Bible-based church family, Apostle Calendar will accept you today at Resurrection Power Church in Christ in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be guided by the Holy Spirit. And when you have found a church home that you can go to in your area, Apostle Calendar will release you by letter of Christian grace. We do rejoice with the angels in heaven today. You will receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today. Tell someone today that today, August the 1st, is a new day in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Apostle Callender.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. We got over 15 people online. We just thank the Lord for what he's doing. God is doing a marvelous work in us and through us. We are available and we are ready to continue doing what the Lord called us to do. We are moving up. We try to put this thing in. I think it should be in, but we don't know yet. Because they said it was saving. We put in the credit card number on last night to move the line up to 3 hours recording so we don't have to nobody drop off to be able to get back on. We want you all to help us, okay, because if I don't, then I have to move back. If you don't help me, I have to move back to just 2 hours. So I know you all to pray. Prayer that God will bless you so you can be a blessing to the line. And I say this, and I say it this way. I'm not going to tell you what to give because I'm not trying to buy no new suits. I'm not trying to buy no Stacey Adams. I'm not trying to get no alligator shoes. I ain't trying to get no new car. I'm trying to get no house. All I'm trying to do is keep the word going forth all over the world. There's other people going to come in and preaching. You might not be able to hear me preaching. All depends on what God is doing because whatever he says, I'm going to do, because this is not my line. It's God's line. Evangelist Campbell can boast that I've never changed my word. We started this 3 years ago. We never stopped. We never changed. It's not mine. It's God's line. He is the instructor. He is the director. He is the keeper of this line. But I need you all to sow a seed. If you can sow it every week, sow it. If you can sow it once a month, but every month. No, don't miss. Every month, because we want to keep this line recording for 3 hours, not just 2 hours recording and 1 hour streaming. We want 3 hours recording. We are almost 92,000 people that are listening to us when we go up this line. I was talking to people last night from India, Pastor Sharita. She was calling me and her husband. We were praying for them, okay? And they want another baby boy. So I said, well, suppose God give you a baby girl. What are you going to do, send them back? I said, but I'm going to pray that God would give you the desire of your heart. I don't know what he's going to give you, but I know what he give you. You better be thankful for. So, you know, we people are touching base with us from all over. We got calls from Holland, have calls from Denmark, calls from Australia, from Nigeria, from Brazil. God is reaching people. We have 91,000, I think it's 300 and something people that are touching, that touched the line yesterday. And that means that people are going on a different time zone. India is like 14 hours or something. I think there's 2.5 days away from here. So you understand. And they, when we are sleeping, they're awake. So what happened is they are going on and listening to the messages. So we want to continue to keep this line doing what God is saying. Not that we're going to stop, because if we have to fall back, we'll fall back. But we don't want to fall back. We want to keep moving forward. Because the line going to stay on as long as we have life and breath in us, we're going to keep the line up. We're going to keep it. I know we're going to keep it because this is what God has commissioned us to do. No, we're on this line, on this church line, there's no big eyes or small U's. I want you to understand this. We are all the same. I'd rather you just say the man of God. I know it's good to respect and honor authority, but, Lord, don't put me on no pedestal. I tell God all the time, I say to God, Lord, just keep me lifted up so I would not fall. Just keep me lifted, because, you know, if God got you holding up, you ain't going to fall. But you have to put yourself in that position for God to keep you up. You understand? Put yourself in a position for God to lift you up. You want God to lift you up, but you're not getting in position. No, you have to get in position for him to hold you up. You have to stay available for God to use you. If you want to stay clean, if you want to stay drug-free, if you want to stay womanizer-free, if you want to stay stealing-free, you got to get in God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The line is open. I thank God for the word we already blessed. So the line is open. You all come on in and share if you need prayer. All these people on the line will pray for you. A lot of ministers on the line, they will pray for you. The line is open.
This is Sister Wanda. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Apostle Callender, for this day. I thank God for waking me up. I thank God for my health, my life, and my family. I thank God that I was allowed to be on here this morning. Devil is busy, but God always sits on the throne, sits up high, and looks down low on me. I thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your encouragement. Please pray for my strength in the Lord. Please pray for my family.
We thank the Lord for you. One of you preachers on there, go on and pray for her right now. Pray that God will heal her body. Pray that the Lord will heal her body. One of you preachers, come on in. Don't wait on nobody. Hear the Spirit of God speaking to you and begin to pray. Go ahead. I'm not going to call you. Go ahead and pray. Come on. There's a lot of preachers on here. This woman says she needs prayer for her. Pray for her. That's your sister in Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
This morning, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray in your prayer. This morning, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God.
Thank you.
Lord, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we come before your throne of grace. As we bring the woman of God before your presence this morning, Lord, we ask you to do it for her right now, God, in her life.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
It is, need, whatever the need is, God, we ask you to fix it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But you said in your word, God, I have not seen nor ear heard the things, oh God, and we want to say thank you right now, God, for the things that you have prepared for her in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just ask you, we thank you, Father, for the grace and the mercy, oh God.
Thank
and we
you.
Say thank you, Father. We ask you for your spiritual covering, Father.
Yes.
We thank you for the blood of Jesus that you have poured out over her life today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we say thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Lord, we bind up fear right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, David was a giant slayer. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you bring it out of her, oh God, that
please,
you will begin to slay those giants.
God. Slay those things in her life, God, that has no place in her life, oh, God. Cut them down, oh, God, and cut off the head of them right now, God. Cut the head of the giants off, God. In the name of Jesus, we dispatch the angels out over her life, today, God. Right now, do it right now, God.
Please,
in the name of Jesus, we know that you are right now, God. We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a heart fixer. We know that you are a mind regulator. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever area of her life, oh, God, that needs to be healed of, oh, God, that
please,
needs to be
Lord.
Fixed, whatever is broken, oh, God, we thank you, God, that she will, so
thank
she will be
you.
Able to run on and see
thank
what the
you.
End is going to be. Lord, we say thank you right now, God,
thank
in the
mighty
name of Jesus, as she told
thank
Paul
you.
To go down
thank
straight
you.
Street. And right
thank
now, God, in the name of Jesus, as
thank
she fixed her life, God, she'll
thank
be able
you.
To run down straight street.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
in the name of Jesus,
thank
and
you,
to do the declare the work
thank
of the Lord.
You.
Lord, we say thank
you.
You right now, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you right now, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, God. We just say thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We
thank
you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We say thank
you, Lord.
Glory to your name,
Father.
Glory to your name,
Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's within our home,
thank you.
That's the going in, that's the one out, Lord, Father. We say thank you, Lord. In the
please,
name of Jesus,
Lord,
that financial breakthrough, Father. In the name of Jesus,
please,
Father, thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
We declare
thank
right
you.
Now, God.
Thank
we
you.
Declare that financial breakthrough she needs, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we say thank you.
Can be happy.
Thank
I can
you,
do
Lord,
exceedingly
Jesus.
And abundantly. Lord, we say thank you right now, God.
Thank you.
That she'll be able to declare your works, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And whatever it is in her life, oh, God, that
thank
she'll walk
Lord.
Into the
thank
manifestation and the
Lord.
Glory of it. The head
thank
of, oh, God,
Lord.
And not a head hung down, oh, God.
Thank
raise
you, Lord.
Raise up her spirit within her, oh, God. In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
We say thank you.
Jesus.
Spirit
thank
of
you.
The living God. Spirit of the
thank
living God.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you right now, God.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Lord. Jesus. Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank
you,
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Thank
you.
The Lord for that prayer. We thank the Lord for that
yes.
prayer. We know that the Lord is answering. The Bible says, all things are possible to those that believe.
All things.
All things, not some things, but all things. If you believe, all things are possible.
Thank you, Lord.
All things are possible. I believe in God so much. When you say
yes.
apostle, why do you talk like that? Because I have a blueprint of my life that God has done for me. God has delivered me from so many things that I would take me all day if I begin to tell you about the things that God has delivered me from so much. And this is why I believe that when I pray,
yes,
that
Lord.
God will touch somebody's life. He's going to heal somebody. And no, because I pray with expectation. I listened to the woman of God praying just now. I could hear that expectation in her voice.
Yes.
She's praying
yes.
with expectation. We're expecting report of the Lord. The Bible said the report of the Lord is good. The report of the Lord is well. The report of the Lord is yes. That's the report of the Lord. It's amen. We believe that the Lord is on this line. We believe that this is his line. We believe that. You know how many forces came about this line? When we started the bandits on the line, you can tell there was folk that prophesied about this line. They said the line wasn't going to stay open. They say, oh, we give you this day. We give you 2 days. We give you 2 months, 2 weeks, and all that stuff. Just like when I got married, they said he wasn't going to stay married too long. He wasn't going to last. The same people they married, the divorce, break up, and tore down, going on back in the valley. We still standing strong almost 38 years.
Yes,
hallelujah. But you have
hallelujah.
To trust God. We have,
yes.
we have lines that talked about us and spoke to get negative about us. Their lines are false. And we still going on 3 years, and almost 92,000 people. I've touched by God through this line, through the people of God that are willing to allow God to use them. The line is open. The line is open. Anybody that's got something they want to say or need a prayer, we got these evangelists. We're going to let them work. The evangelists are going to work today for God. Not for me, but for God. The lines are open.
Good morning, Apostle. I just have to give thanks for another day. I had
amen.
An appointment this morning, and I was just trying to rush in and rush out, but they had to go late as usual. mix up my whole doctor's appointments, and that's it. That's just the devil trying to work, but it's all right. I'm going to dash out and still make it to catch the line. I just have to give thanks because I'm grateful for my car. And the main reason I'm grateful for my vehicle because my daughter always wanted to go to second service, and I had to either ask Keisha or Kiet or Bishop, and I said, you know, sometimes when they come back from service, I know they're tired and they just want to go back home. So I said in my spirit, anyhow I got another vehicle, I'm going to second service because I know she wants to go to second service. And since I've gotten my vehicle, I've been blessed enough to be able to go to second service. My gas tank has been full, so I can go to second service.
Jesus.
I may not have offering, but I'm able to go. I am blessed enough to go, and she's happy that we can go. And I'm glad that I am in that atmosphere that I don't have to worry about her going back home, being filled up with Facebook, Twitter, the internet, everything else that is in the atmosphere. Because the atmosphere has nothing to offer her. But she can sit there and listen to the word. She can be filled with the word. Sometimes it may not be able to grab her, but I'm glad that she's in the atmosphere. I'm glad that she's there so she can listen and she can be attentive. Mm-hmm. And most of the time she comes back with Bishop and, Mommy, the service was good. She come back and she'll tell me, Mommy, I was there dancing. I was shouting. And that's like, I'm missing this. I can't get to go because the services are too far, and I knew that the car wouldn't be able to make it because the cars that I had, I couldn't trust them on the highway. So now that I do have purity, I'm glad that I can drive on the highways, on whatever roads that I can take to go on the highways with her. And as I listened to a bit of the message that Evangelist Baxter was giving, my God, that lady's always filled with fire. She's always filled with fire. I am so glad that she allowed God to use her. Evangelist Baxter, I thank God for you. I thank God for you each and every day. And I love you.
Hallelujah.
I listened to you this morning, and I said, man, yes, you have to allow God to use you. And I was listening to you, and I was saying to myself, while I was going through a little storm, I thank Keisha and I thank Apostle for bringing me right back on track. But I'm glad that I didn't slip too much off track that the devil had a parade. I just slipped a tiny bit, but I'm glad that I have strong people of faith in my life to keep me going. I am so glad for that. Evangelist Campbell, I thank you for every time that you come on the line and give a word because your words are always powerful to keep me going as well. I thank each and every one of you for keeping me going and keeping me in tuned to keep me going each and every day. For this is my get up and go. I was telling one of my other friends today at the hospital, join in and jump on the line, blogtalkradio.com. You can listen while you're there because she has her own little cubicle. She says, I'm going to do that. I said, all right. It's always a good thing to jump on. One more person won't hurt. And she's a Christian as well. I said, you can feed your soul each and every day while you're sitting there. You're sitting there listening to others feed your soul while you're sitting there. I am blessed to have all of you in my life, and I ask that God will continue to bless each and every one of you every day. I thank you all so much for being a blessing in my life. I thank you all. May you all have a blessed day.
Amen. And you too, woman of God, we just thank God for you. I want you all to come on tomorrow. We are not closing down yet, but we want you all to come on tomorrow and support Keisha. Deaconess Keisha, and Saturday afternoon, we come on at 12 o'clock. The trustee, Kiet, will be bringing a message on Saturday afternoon. And Keisha tomorrow, Kiet will be teaching on Saturday morning. Will you stand when everyone else is falling? That's her topic for Saturday morning. Tomorrow, Keisha going to be teaching on divine health, the provision of God. Divine health, it's the provision of God, and she's going to be teaching on. These are powerful messages that God has given these women of God to teach us, to relate to us so that we can walk in the things of God. We need to get the right word. When you get the right word in your spirit and you receive it, you'll be able to walk in the things of God. The enemy will not be able to distract you, delay you, or destroy you Because the Bible said that the thief come not only to kill, steal, and to destroy, but Jesus came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. But the only way we are going to have abundantly life, that's beyond your comprehension, abundantly life, that's far and beyond, is if we get the right word. Yeah, my God. You can get a word, but you need to get the right word. What we are our endeavor is to get the right word from God for you. See, we're not going to give you our word. We give you God's word. So you don't have an excuse when you get off the line. You can go right in your Bible and check your own Bible and see that it's God's word. It's not our word. We may elaborate by the Spirit, but it's God's word. And come on in and hear what God is saying on tomorrow and on Saturday afternoon. While you're sitting around, instead of watching the soap operas or watching NCIS, turn on this channel. And when you turn on this channel on your computer or your laptop or iPad or whatever you have, a notebook, you will be able to hear these wonderful women of God teaching and preaching the word of God, okay? The line is open. If anybody's having another word they want to share, we will listen to you. If not, we are going to pray, close the line, and we will see you on tomorrow morning at 9:30, 10 o'clock. You can come in if you want to. We'll be playing the worship music from 9:30 to 10. Line open.
Pastor Calendar, God bless you. I just want to say a prayer for one of my pastors. Pastor in the ministry lost his son. So I want to lift him up and lift a few people up, if you don't mind. And then
Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of the Washington family, the Pittman family, and the families that have been through a lot of tragedies and deaths. So God, I lift them up to you. God, I lift up my family. I lift up the prayer line today. I lift up all those that ask me, remember them, oh God. I lift up Maddie today, God. I ask you to lift up Nettie Gandy. I ask you to lift up all those. I ask you to lift up the other Bishop Noel Jones that's going to a hospital for sciatic nerve. I ask you, God, that you may intervene for your servant. I just ask you, God, that you may continue to bless us and keep us in this last and evil day. Lord, we know that prayer changes things and faith unlocks the door. So I want to be obedient and lift up these prayer requests, oh God, for them, oh God. I ask you, oh God, to meet Sister Godfrey's needs. I thank you, oh God. She said she needed a financial miracle, God. I just ask you, oh God, only do what you do best, and that's bless us and keep us. If you keep us, we'll stay safe. And if you save us even the more, we'll even be blessed because we're not stressed. We're blessed by the best. So, God, I ask you, oh God, to continue to bless us throughout this day. Remember all those that are going through something today in Jesus' name. Keep us safe, oh God, as we go to and fro as our daily occupation. Remember Sister Calendar today, Lord God. Remember the Calendar family in a special way, oh God. Remember all those that asked for a special blessing. And Bandit Campbell, God, because you're never a late day late or a dollar short. You know what we need before we even act. So, God, we just surrender all to you, oh, God. And, yes, God, remember Shantae as I go over there in another hour, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Upon her, oh, God, as I go there, that apostle said that change is going to take place, oh, God, that she is going to live and not die. She is going to take care of herself.
She is going to be in ICU.
She is going to be in her own room. She is going to be home. She is going to walk again. She is going to talk again. I believe that with all my heart, soul, and mind, that's the type of God we serve. So, God, if you do these things, remember Bishop White. Remember all those that I can't call one by one.
Yes,
travel out of here tomorrow morning on that Southwest airline, oh, God. I ask you to give me traveling mercy.
Yes,
that's all
Lord,
those that are traveling
mercy.
With me. Well, God, in the name of Jesus, take me there. In the name of Jesus, that we continue to be used. Can God use you? Just do a self-examination on the message. Because the message comes to the preacher, and it goes out. I thank you for this time again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank the Lord for you so much. We thank the Lord for everyone that's on this line, on this song to my voice. And Father, we lift up our daughter, our spiritual daughter, Christina Kiet, Sister Baxter, Evangelist Campbell, Sister Sharita. We lift up upon the family, Lord God. We lift up Kiet's family, Lord, Keisha's family, Lord. We lift up my family. Lord, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, O God. And Father, we lay these families before your throne right now, O God. We lay them at your feet, O God. Lord, even as Mary laid at your feet, and begin to listen to you, O God. Lord, that she got instructions from you. Martha was busy cooking and cleaning and all that stuff. But Mary laid at your feet. Lord, we lay this family at your feet right now. And Father God, we ask you to just reach down from your throne in glory and begin to touch them right now. God, every petition that they have in their heart, oh God, Lord, we ask you to look upon them. Not only look upon their petitions, Lord, but we ask that you would answer their petitions, oh God. God, there's some sick in their bodies, and the doctors have tried everything that they could try. There's some sick in their spirit, God. They have been to every church service that they could go to, trying to get healed or delivered, oh God. But, Father God, we come to you today, the author and finisher of our faith, oh God, the lifter of our head, oh God, and we lay these people, your children, at the foot of your altar right now. God, we ask you, oh God, to heal what the doctor couldn't heal, to cleanse what the doctor couldn't cleanse, to deliver what the doctor couldn't deliver, what the preacher couldn't deliver, oh God. God, set free right now. God, we ask you to go in, God, and begin to give blood transfusions right now. Spiritual blood transfusions right now. God, begin to transfuse right now. God, begin to transfuse right now. Begin to transfuse by your spirit right now, God. Begin to heal somebody's blood. Begin to heal, God. Begin to heal the pancreas right now, God. Begin to heal the liver. Begin to heal the kidneys right now. Begin to heal somebody's heart that has a hole in it. The doctor says, my God, there's a dysfunction. My God, in somebody's heart. God, heal that pain right now. Begin to fill that hole, Jesus. Somebody's suffering with a severe pain in their head, God. Their brain has some type of fluid. I see it in the spirit realm. God, begin to drain it out now, Jesus. God, begin to drain it out now, Lord Jesus. Somebody have an infection in the back of the eye. See a left eye that has an infection in the back. My Lord Jesus. But you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth, God. Begin to heal right now, Jesus. Lord, you said to me, Lord, I thank you. If they believe in the prophetic word that's flown out of your belly, and it's flown to my altar, they will be healed. Father, I called out what you showed me. Now touch your people. Touch your people, Jesus. Lord, you said all things are possible to those that believe, oh God. Lord, I believe that you will heal your people today. Not tomorrow, not tonight, but today. And we'll be so grateful to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, O God. Father, let your name be lifted up above the earth, O God. We come only to give you glory, give you honor, God. We thank you for what you're doing in all of these, your children's life and their grandchildren and their children's life, O God. We thank you, O God, how you're protecting us when we go and when we come, O God. Lord, how you are blessing us with the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord. You bless us in the city and you bless us in the field, God. You bless us when we come and when we go, Jesus. God, you continue to make us the head and not the tail, oh God. Lord, we know that there's times that we may not have what we want, but we always get what we need. Lord, you have always supplied what we need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. God, we did not complain. We are not complaining. We're not criticizing, we're not condemning, oh God, but we are blessing and praising you for all that you're doing, oh God. Lord, help us to do the things that are pleasing to you, God, that when our flesh and our spirit want to draw us away to do things that are contrary to your word, to your instructions, to your commandments, Lord, that you'll be there, oh God, to draw us back, oh God, and not allow us to slip into the merry clay again, oh God. We ask you, O God, to hold us up, O God, when we are feeling weak, God. Help us to be strong, O God. Father, we pray today, Lord, Lord, that you would help us, O God, to appreciate the things that we have. Help us not to be covetous and greedy of anything that anyone has, O God. But, Lord, God, let us be thankful for what we have, Lord, that we can get or even receive even the greater things that you have already provided for us, O God. Father, touch our husbands, touch our wives. Lord, that we'll become one. Lord, remove the bickering from out of our relationship, O God, the arguing and the confusion and the torment that our relationships have, oh God. And help us, oh God, to see the goodness in our relationships, oh God. And help us to stop trying to dissect our relationships, oh God. Lord, give us the strength to build on what we have, oh God. Lord, there's marriages that are going through so much today, Lord Jesus. Lord, folk come into the church and act like everything is right, but Lord, there's so much things that are wrong. Father, you see everything, oh God. You know everything. We ask you today to touch our relationships, oh God. Not only our relationship with each other, but touch our relationship with you, oh God. That our relationship will become holy, will become pure, oh God. That we'll begin to live for you, Jesus. Instead of living around you, but we live for you, oh God. We live in a way that is pleasing to you, Jesus. That you could say to the Father, yes, these are mine. I have called them out. I have drawn them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, we just thank you. I feel such a sweet anointing, such a different type of anointing. I feel just a sweet anointing. The Lord is saying today that it's all well. It is all well. I'm hearing this in my spirit. It's all well. I pray for Keisha, Lord, as she's going on different appointments today, Lord God. I pray, God, for your protection as she drives this place and that place, oh God. Lord, give her favor in everything that she do today, Lord God. Let her be like, oh my God, Jesus. Let her be like Mary when the angel of God appeared to her, God. Let she found favor with you, God. God, I ask you to give Sister Christina the home that she's looking for. Lord, give her the home that she's looking for, a place where she'll have her own keys, oh God. She won't have to worry about anybody else, no other family member, no other friend, no other associate. But she and her kids will be comfortable in her sister, oh God. Peaceful, oh God. Lord, fill her bowl, oh God, with oil that it never run dry, oh God, like you did for the woman in the book of Kings, oh God. That her barrel never run out, that it never run out of meal, and the oil never runs out, oh God. Fill her, oh God. God, supply her every need, oh God. Every storm that's coming in her life, God, I ask you, oh God, today we speak peace to it right now. We speak peace to her storms, oh God. Lord, you know there's areas of the Ponder's family that need to be healed. God, spiritually heal, God. God, heal it right now. Lord, heal it right now, Lord God. Lord, let the reality of who you are shows up in their life, oh God. Lord, I ask you to cut away every attack of the enemy from their family, oh God. Cut it away, Jesus. Begin to draw them with you, to you, God. Give them a hunger and thirst after righteousness, oh God. Lord, in everything that the enemy is bringing against that family, God, I ask you, oh God, right now, Jesus, that not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, God, I ask you to pull it down, uproot it, oh God, and destroy it, Jesus. God, touch their children. Touch their children right now, Jesus. Protect them, Lord. Such an anointing. Touch it right now. Touch their family right now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Break every yoke of the enemy right now, Jesus. Jesus, I cry out for that family right now.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, break every chain right now. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, oh God.
Lord.
Break every chain, God. There's power in the name of Jesus to break
yes.
every chain.
Please.
Lord, break every chain, Jesus. Break every chain, Jesus.
Please, Lord.
Lord, we
Please.
See Chantal. She's turning in the bed. She's turning in the bed of the hospital right now.
Lord,
break every chain, Jesus.
Please, Lord, please.
Lord, we just cry out this morning. Break every chain, Jesus.
Please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord.
Lord, we lift you this morning. Lord, you know what he has faced and you know what is over that family, Lord. Lord, we say to break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Lord Jesus. We cry out this morning, Jesus. We cry out this morning, Jesus. Only you can break the chains, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we lift up Vincent before you this morning. We ask you, oh God, to break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Jesus.
Please, Lord.
Lord, break every chain, Lord. Lord, if you don't break these chains, they cannot be broken.
Yes.
Man cannot break them and women could not break them, Lord, but you can, Jesus. Because it's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I lift up Nancy right now, my wife, before you, Lord. Break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Jesus.
Lord. Please, Lord.
Break every chain, Jesus. I lift up my daughter, Amy, before you right now, Lord. Break every chain, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Please,
break
Jesus.
Every chain, Jesus. Break every chain.
Please, Jesus.
Lord, if you
please.
Don't break them, they cannot be broken, Lord. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to break every chain, Lord.
Have mercy.
And let the power that only flows from your veins, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Rest upon every petition right now, Jesus. Oh, God, let God arise and let the enemy be scattered right now, Jesus.
Please.
Arise in us, Lord. Arise in us, Jesus.
Please.
Arise in us, Lord. Arise and show yourself mighty, God. Arise and show yourself mighty in every petition, Lord. In every circumstance, Lord. In every sickness, Lord, in every infirmity, Lord, show yourself mighty, Lord. Lord, we cry out to you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I call my son, I lift my son Benjamin before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Break every chain in his life, Lord.
Help him,
break
Jesus.
Every chain, Jesus. By your power, Lord. By your spirit, Lord. By your words, break every chain, Jesus. Lord, I lift up Sister Kiet, Trusty Kiet before you right now.
Yes, yes, Lord. Please, Jesus.
Break every chain, Jesus. Give us through the Lord, Jesus, in every ear of her life, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And let the joy of the Lord be her strength, Jesus. Let her draw from you, Lord. Let her draw from you, Jesus. Let her draw from you. Break every chain, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Break every chain, Jesus. Lord, it's not about me, but it's about you, Jesus. The glory is yours, Lord. The glory is yours.
Jesus,
I thank you. And I praise you, Lord, for your presence among us, Lord. That, Lord, how you show up in all your glory and your majesty. Lord, how you show up. And Lord, you do to us what only you can do. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thank you for your word on today, Lord. Lord, and I thank you in advance what you're going to give to us on Friday and on Saturday. Lord, I thank you in advance, Lord, and how you already paved the way for the word to come forth, Jesus. Lord, even as we leave this line, but not your presence, O God, I pray, O God, that you would rule and reign in our lives, O God.
Please.
Thank you for defeating the enemy today for us, O God. Lord, I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for restoration on today, Jesus. I thank you for favor in our lives today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that all our needs are met. All our needs are met, Jesus. I thank you. All our needs are met. I thank you for my bishop, Bishop Wright, and his wife, Lady Wright.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for all the congregational members, oh God, that are coming, that are added to this body, oh God, of believers, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for how you're watching over our sister Kiet, oh God.
Yes, thank
Lord, I thank you, Lord. I see her in my spirit, Lord. Lord, how you're watching over Sister Janine, oh God, that when she come back to our place, oh God, of worship, God, that she'll come back with fire in them, she'll come back with authority as she teach our children, oh God, and she comfort our children. Lord, I thank you for Sister Lynette, oh God, Lord, that you're healing her body, Lord. Take care of her diabetes, oh God. Lord, heal her skin that is falling apart, oh God. Lord, you healed Moses' sister, her his family members when they were engulfed with leprosy. God, you healed them, oh God. God, heal Sister Lynette, God. Touch Mother Gladys, oh God. Lord, heal her legs, oh God. Lord, heal the pain that's in her feet, oh God. Lord, do not allow the enemy to take another leg. You only have one good leg. Lord, we ask you to protect the good one and the bad one. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to heal her body. Lord, take away the pain that's in her body, Lord, and let healing be manifested in her body, Lord. That's the mighty of the church, oh God. Lord, let her come back out and begin to praise you and glorify you, oh God. God, we know that you are able, Jesus. That's why we come to you, Lord. We're not going to man. We're not going to woman. We're not believing in man or woman, God, but we're believing in the great God, the great I am, oh God. That's what you tell Moses to tell the Israelites when he talked to them in Egypt, that the great I am said, yes, he is the great I am. And, Father, we come to you this day as the great I am. I am the great I am of our lives, oh, our God. And we ask you, oh, God, to do what only you can do, God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. Now, if nobody else have any requests, we are going to pray and close the line. And we are going to look forward to seeing you all come on and support us on tomorrow. If you're going to send a love offering to help us to keep going to the next level, to the next rim on this line and keep the line. This is our post office box, not the post office, but our mailbox. It's 372, Ireland, just like the island, the Caribbean island, 372 Island Street, Stoughton, Massachusetts. Stoughton is spelled Stoughton. Stoughton, Massachusetts, the abbreviation for Massachusetts is MA. And the zip code is 372 Island Street, Stoughton, Massachusetts, 02072. And, of course, you know my name is David Callender. If you send a love offering, write it the check, post office money order, and send it to us. Help us to keep the line at the level that we're going to. Okay, we thank God for you. We thank God for you being here with us. We had almost 15 people on by the onset on the line this morning that we could see on the line. We know there are thousands on that are listening by way of satellite system, computer system, or so on. When you go off this line, remember that may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell somebody today that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. You don't have to preach the whole book of the Bible. That's a short sermon that the Lord gave us last year to say that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. You know, sometimes just to tell somebody, you might say that in the store, gangster stand up there, and then you know he got his 9mm in his waist, he got his gun, a knife, or whatever, and you just say, you know, son, man of God, you know, and they'll look at you strange. But he said, I just want to tell the Lord this time and to tell you that he loves you, and I want you to know I love you, and Jesus is the only way. And just cut the conversation. If they want to talk more, then you talk more. But I just cut this. And you sow a seed there. Yes, but somebody else will come along another day, another month, another year, and water that seed. And what would happen? After that, the Holy Spirit would come and bring the increase in their life. In other words, draw them to the cross. Mm-hmm. Very simple. God loved them, you loved them, and Jesus is the only way. Today, if you share that on your Facebook page, put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter page, that God loved them, you loved them, and Jesus is the only way, and there's nothing they can do about it. Because mm-hmm. one thing, they can't stop God from loving them, and they can't stop mm-hmm. you from loving them. They can say they don't want you to love them, but they can't stop you. That's not mm-hmm. their prerogative. That's your freedom. That's your free will. And God would always love us. He loved them when they were yet sinning, just as well as he loved us while we were yet sinning. Might stop somebody from committing suicide. It might stop somebody from murdering somebody, from raping somebody, mm-hmm. from loving somebody, just to know mm-hmm. that God loved them, you loved them, and Jesus is the only way. You know, kids cut their hands with razor blades and knives and commit suicide because they say, mm-hmm. you know, I don't believe my mama. I didn't believe. They leave a note saying, I did this because I didn't believe my mama loved me or my father didn't love me. My mm-hmm. sister, my brother, somebody didn't love them. And they commit suicide. Always mm-hmm. tell the kids, that you love them, regardless of how bad they act, because it's just an attitude. That's not who they are. That's the spirit when the kids are acting up. In the midst of the acting up, let them know that you love them. Sometimes the kids are acting up because they need attention. They want to know that you love them. Tell the kids you love them in spite of what they're doing, okay? Go ahead and have a blessed day. I'm going to go ahead and post this message, this service on Facebook so folks can go ahead and listen to it. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow. Come on, 10 o'clock, 9:30 if you want to hear the worship music. If you don't want to hear the worship music, come on at 10 o'clock and hear the word, because that's when we begin to minister the word, okay? And if you got a thought that you want to share, praise report or something, just come on and bring the praise report. We get praise reports every day. I got to go minister to somebody in Richmond, Virginia. So let me get off of here. Thank God for you all. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much, my lady Ponder. We thank God for all you all, Sister Sarita and Sister Daughter Christina and Daughter Kiet. All you all, we thank God for all you all. All you all that I don't know your names, but your numbers are on there. I could pull your name if I want to see, but just go on and have a blessed day. And whatever you do today, do it to the glory of God, okay? Let somebody look and say, that's a woman of God, because the way you're operating, the way you're walking, you know, action speaks louder than words. So the way you're walking, we tell the people who you are, okay? Bye-bye. I love you. God loves you too. Remember that. Bye-bye. Talk to you all later.